This is from a collection published in 1993 called Radio Text from the Semiotext people at Columbia. And it's by Joseph Lanza, and it's about the rise of mood radio, or easy listening, or what was often called beautiful music radio. The advent of FM mood waves is due largely to the efforts of Jim Shulk, the purported godfather of beautiful music radio. While working as a director of advertising for Magnavox, Shulk devised a method of buying FM stations in bulk and then selling the blocks to interested advertisers. Perceiving the FM band as a lucrative frontier, he made a deal with the National Association of FM Broadcasters for FM usage after agreeing to pay annual dues. He hired a rating service to conduct a 10-market study on FM listening and discovered not only that the band had a substantial following, but that easy listening was the more popular mode. One of the stations in the study was WDBN in Ohio, which played a library of tapes that the station owner compiled. With sound segments structured in quarter hours, his biggest concern was in matching songs so that they sounded good together. The art of seamless segues was also practiced by Philadelphia's WDVR, now WEAZ, where programmer Jerry Lee used an album rotation system to produce similar fare. According to Shulk, whose ear-opening study would make him NAFMB's president, these weren't very scientific methods, but they worked. Shulk eventually started a firm called QMI, Quality Media Inc., to sign up sponsors with FM independents. In an effort to help his stations get better ratings and pull in more agencies, he formed SRP, Stereo Radio Productions, and brought in programmer Phil Stout as vice president of operations. He was, in effect, FM's first mood musicologist, so precise that he conducted a list of do's and don'ts that the industry commonly referred to as Shulkisms. Shulk forbade the playing of any songs that contrasted with one another or varied too much in tempo or tone. There were no obtrusive voices, only less fevered singing and a frequency that encouraged less focused listening. He wanted what he called a matched flow, which he likened to the ebb and flow of tides. Ironically, his stations designed to attract advertisers limited the number of commercials for fear that the acoustic atmosphere would be compromised. He also saw rock and roll as the highest and light instrumentals as the lowest on a scale of intrusion levels.